You're listening to Yo Bro Games Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, gamers. For March 30th, 2006. This is our fourth podcast. Today we're going to be talking about PC news and console news for February, March. How you doing there, Lord Natus?
Fine, death of you.
The first thing I want to discuss in console is the PSP will be dropping to $199 in the next month. It will not have the 32 meg card that usually comes in with it, but it'd be nice to have $50 that you can go towards a decent-sized storage memory stick. The next thing that is going on is PSP, the new redesign that is possibly coming out by Christmas, will have 4 gig of storage inside it. They're starting to learn that UMD is not the way to go, and that the game will transfer, if you have a UMD, right into the memory stick and then run. How do you think they got that idea? Maybe from the hackers? What do you think of that?
My personal opinion is the UMD, I read a quick little article that Walmart is actually no longer going to be selling the movies. Basically, the UMD is basically dead on the water. It's another flop from Sony. It's basically what it is. I think real quick about the games, you know, well, of course, when you play a hack game, not saying I ever have in my life, but basically what really happens, the game runs 1,000 times faster because it doesn't have to go to the disc. So that's my opinion.
Another thing that's going on is Revolution is going through a name change. The rumor is, I've seen screenshots, that the name is going to be Go. I hope it doesn't mean Go Broke. The system will be able to play all the old TurboGrafx games we used to play. And also Sega has signed in to send all their games to it too. So it's going to be good for us old schoolers that still want to play some of the old stuff sitting back on the couch. Other news, Vista has been delayed till 2007. And also the latest news is Office is being delayed till 2007. The Vista is going to be rewritten 63% of the code. They have taken people from the Xbox division out over there and have done a whole restructuring. Part of it is media bugs with the media programs in it, and plus the high requirements that Vista requires to run. Some of the tests that have been ran with real great running high-end machines, their scores 1 out of 5 have been 2. What do you think of that, Lord Natus?
Well, you know, just when you think 3D Mark 2006 is a tough one to read. Watching a guy who had a 2 gig RAM in it, a good graphic card, a Pentium 4 or something, you know, it's kind of hilarious because, you know, this is just an operating system. They're going to have to really streamline it because of the fact that how in the hell are you supposed to play a game when you got that running in the background, and then you still got to do the computing on the game as well. So I think Windows Vista, I mean, you know, my personal opinion, and I think I'm going to speak pretty much for everybody that's in the PC game, and we don't care if it comes out 2010 because, you know, we're not going to buy it, you know, until all the patches are done. Nobody's going to be jumping on a bandwagon on this. Just remember XP, how many problems they had. So we're going to wait. So we'll wait because there's no reason. XP is still an awesome thing. So it's no big deal to me.
Well, also with this Office and Vista being delayed till next year, we will also have the surprise of having a Microsoft Portable that they're going to call the PSP Portable. I think with all the hype that happened with Origami and people saying that, ooh, is it going to be a portable game? Now Microsoft is saying, well, with all this excitement, let's make one. So there will be one out by the holidays next year. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, once again, Microsoft, you know, first of all, let's just talk about Microsoft just for a second. These people have basically more money than God ever made. And basically, if something fails with them, it's just a tax write-off. I think, for example, did they lose, was it like $1 billion on the Xbox? Am I correct with that? Is that about
correct.
Right? Okay, they lost $1 billion. Most people would just go ahead and just fold. But to them, that's just a tax write-off, man. So, you know, Bill Gates is going to get what he wants. And real quick, I just want to do a quick notice about the Halo 2 being Windows Vista only. I like to thank Microsoft for really screwing us PC gamers. You know, first of all, the Halo, you know, being ported over, that sucked ass. And then the other thing also, this Halo 2, okay, it's 18 months old. It's playing on an Xbox, and you're going to tell me that I'm going to have to do Windows Vista to play this thing? It's to me, that's just a big slap in our face. Bungie, you know, I know that you had to do what you had to do, but guess what, man? You belonged on the PC. And the Mac, actually started on a Macintosh. You think they would keep their roots a little bit more than that, you know? So, who wants to play that game anyway, Halo 2? I mean, it's 18 months old. And by the time it comes out, it's going to be 2 years old. So, just another slap in the face.
Well, we don't have to worry about Microsoft being our sponsor, huh?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
So, continuing with Microsoft, when they made the console, they told all the hackers, hey, this machine is unhackable. Well, I saw a video of Project Gotham Racing running on the Xbox 360 on a backup disk. But now I have found out that one of the gentlemen that worked on it, it was kind of a fluke. It doesn't really work. But here's the funny news. Another set of hackers are working on a hack to run it without hardware modification, just by the software. Hook into your PC to a Microsoft hard drive. It's getting scary what they can do now, don't you think, Lord Manus?
You know, here's the, you know, the hackers out there. You know, what Microsoft should do, and, you know, I love Microsoft, don't get me wrong. They've done some great things. But you know what they need to do? It's just like they do with the government, you know. They get the people who know how to do something, and they hire them. And that's what you need to do. These guys in the suits cannot be a true hacker who's trying to hack something. They're not in the roots. They're not doing it for the rush that somebody who is really going to be hacking. That's why they hack. They hack because it's a rush, and they want to beat the system. Those are the people you need to hire in to really do it. Get professional hackers who showed you that you suck and hire them.
Another thing, too, with Microsoft, someone has actually got it where a Super Nintendo emulator will run on the Xbox Media system in the Xbox 360 already. He doesn't have sound yet, but I saw the film, and I'll tell you, I think it runs better than the original system. Pretty amazing stuff.
Now I got to say something real quick about this, you know, like the backwards stuff, and, you know, I got to say, I don't understand. It is like really a craze right now to play these old emulators and stuff like that. They've been around for a while. I can understand about the arcade ones, you know, like Zaxxon or something like that. But people are just going crazy for this old Super Nintendo stuff. But my gosh, we're already done with that era. I think it's just time to move on. I mean, yeah, I play something. I really do play something in the past. But, you know, like that old, you know, like 8-bit or whatever. But, you know, I just don't understand. You got all this great stuff today, and you're just not even utilizing the power.
Well, I feel that part of that is there's still a niche of people, old gamers, that still like the old way of games, and sometimes it would be a good idea for some companies to start, you know, putting out some of these older style games again with some changes, maybe with a little better graphics or something. But there is a lot of people that still like the side scroller and all that stuff. I remember a long time ago when PCs were doing a lot of shareware. You remember the games like Commander Keen and stuff? They were like side scrolls, and they were very, very popular for their time.
Yeah, Well, you know, we got that stuff today. You know, we got the free free little mod of Halo. That's a side scroller. You got a new game coming out that really reminds me of Contra on PC. It's called Shadowgrounds. It's kind of like a. It reminds me of the mod that the guys did for UT2004, that Alien Swarm. Very much like that. That's coming out. You know, I mean, I think that there's some companies remember the old roots, you know. It's just, I just don't want to watch an 8-bit.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, people just want to go back and see how it was, you know. I think it brings back a time when you were younger and stuff. So, going to the PS3 again, they learned from Microsoft, all PS3s will have a 60 gig hard drive standard. And also on PS3, the controller will be redesigned. What do you think of that? We talked about that last time.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you what, I really loved the look of the controller because it was different. But like I said, I had that controller from the past that was exactly like that. And I'm telling you what, you can go a long time with that controller. So I hope that you're still able to get that type of style, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, I'm on a side note, other than counseling, I wanted to mention the total craze right now for that puzzle game called Sudoku. I was at the bookstore yesterday, and by the registers, they must have had 150 different Sudoku books. I see it everywhere on the internet, and there's tons of even PC software for it, and you know a console one's coming soon. Do you know anyone of Sudokus?
I think they, actually, I think they do that where I work, and, you know, I don't know, it's just not my type of thing, you know. I'd rather play Hangman or something.
And one of my last things I want to discuss was, is Blu-ray disc and HD DVD still old school already? Holographic storage is coming so fast now, and the storage for it, are you ready? For each 1 inch of the disc is 515 gigs. What do you think of that, Lord Natus?
Oh, I tell you what. Talk about saving your porno on that, huh? I mean, my gosh. It's ludicrous. I still think that the hardware is just totally going beyond the software ability right now.
You know? Yeah, you can put your whole computer and computer game library all on one disc.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff, you know.
Well, I'm going to hand it over to Lord Natus now to talk about the PC side of things. Go ahead, Lord Natus.
Okay, thank you very much there, Death of You. I tell you what, there is some great stuff going on right now. First of all, I'd like to comment to NVIDIA. Thank you very much for bringing out the 7900 GTX OC. I tell you what, that graphic card is totally phenomenal. I feel kind of sorry for the people who bought the 7800 GTX, the 512er, because basically I got the card for about $565, and those people were paying basically about $800 for one of those cards. So if you were going to run SLI, which SLI is basically running two GPUs at the same time, you know, you're basically looking at two to one ratio there. The other thing is, this card is absolutely huge. Huge is an understatement. If you look at some of the websites, their pictures, they'll show you, you know, I can't even screw the thing. Now, I got an Alienware, like we've talked about. It's the biggest case you can probably get in your life. I mean, it's a table. But even with that, you cannot screw in this card. The AGP part is actually, I can't believe I said that. The PCI part, the little adapter connector, is actually, you know, it's in there, but you cannot screw it to lock it down because the screws do not match together because it takes dual slots. Running this thing in SLI, I would have to say that you would have to be liquid cooled because the cards are literally stacked on top of each other. So I think either that or you're going to have one heck of a cooling system. The other thing that I just want to just mention a couple of games that I've been cranking out lately. I think that if you are a loyal reader of our website, Elder Scroll Oblivion, that is the most incredible RPG game that I have played, bar none. The graphics are totally incredible. I'm very happy with the game. You can just, it's another life, you know. It's like, I like to thank, you know, Oblivion, you know, for coming around and just go ahead and ruin my record of how many games I'm going to crank out this year. It's just phenomenal. Even Xbox 360, I guess they say it's good, you know, but obviously I'm a diehard PC guy, so obviously I'm playing on PC. Other couple of notes, we have a game coming out that it's totally awesome, and I put a little link on our website for it because it is using the AGEA physics card. And I just like to just talk a little bit about the physics card, what's going on with this. For our readers that haven't really been into the groove about this, what it is, it's a physics card that basically, instead of using your CPU to compute it, the physics inside the game, or your GPU, it's just a separate card that basically does it all for you, you know, for your physics aspect. So therefore, it opens up your GPU to do what it's really meant to do, is to be the graphics, and then the CPU, you know, to communicate, okay? Well, so since AGEA, which hopefully I'm pronouncing that name correctly, since they announced this card, basically, NVIDIA, you know, is basically saying, okay, well, we can go ahead and do this too. We're going to go ahead and just do a free software upgrade, you know, or like a driver download if you're running an SLI mode, okay? Now, here's the pros and cons of both of them. First of all, it is kind of an uphill battle because of the fact that what games are really going to be supporting it. Yes, they're saying that there's 60 games, you know, like Unreal Tournament 2007. The other one, for a perfect example of what you don't want, is Bet on Soldier. That was supposed to be a big physics card startup, and that game right now is basically a massive flop. It's totally unplayable, and basically you can pick it up at EB Games or GameStop for basically $10. So there's this other game, which I'm not even going to say the name of it, because I want the readers to go to our website and watch the movie. Now, this is another level of multi-playing I've ever seen in my life. And I feel that this is what the physics card really needs to show. Hey, you really need this card to play this type of a game. And it's just, I'm telling you, I am totally blown away by what I saw. Now, the pros and cons about this physics card. The one pro is, okay, if you spend $200 or $300 on this physics card, which also on the website I have a picture of the Asus one. That's the 256 meg, and there'd be a 128 meg card out as well. But you know, you spend $200 or $300 on this card. Now the great thing about it, which it should be this way, if you bought the card, you don't have to worry about it again. That's the way that I am looking at it, because of driver updates. I mean, what are you going to need? You know, you're going to need a 1 gig for just physics. I don't see that happening. Now, that's the uphill battle that NVIDIA has to deal with right now because of SLI. You have to run two of exactly the same cards. So a perfect example is I talked to one of my closest friends, you know, for gaming and music-wise, Osriel. You know, he's got these two 6800 Ultras that he's running, and I basically told him that, you know, compared to my 7900 GTX OC, that his 6800s are basically bookends, okay? So he went out and he bought the PNY, the 512 overclock card, and it's not, he hasn't got it yet, but he found one. I found one for him, and so basically he's got one coming. So now, you know, he's going to go to eBay or whatever and sell them. But you know, that's one thing, you know, I have to say, you know, I'm not extremely a big fan of the SLI, because, you know, to me, it should be like where if you bought a new card, it'd be totally awesome if you can just go ahead and drop the other one down and just give yourself some more power, you know, like your older card that you have. Perfect example is like the 7800 GTX that OC that I had. I found somebody who actually bought the card for me, but it would have been totally awesome if I could have just kept that card and just gave me a little more power with the other one. I think that's where they really need to go, because then you got a couple more years, or well, 6 months or a year with the older card that you have, so you feel a little bit better spending that type of money, you know. But watching this game, it's just unbelievable what's happening. The other thing is, hats off to Crytek, their game Crysis. If you get some time, you need to download the movie. It's a high def download. It is just phenomenal what the makers of Far Cry is actually making. It is photorealistic, being in the jungle. It makes Far Cry look like an 8-bit Mario game. I mean, and that is no exaggeration at all. So hats off to them, guys. It's totally awesome. Another thing I want to bring up is, my gosh, did I love Serious Sam 2. That is an absolute excellent game. I just finished that up a couple of days ago. The graphics are just totally awesome. Their new engine, the Serious Engine 2, totally cool. Really looking forward to the expansion. But I guess it's going to be a little spoiler alert, so please, you know, if you're going to finish the game, just mute this for a second. I want to see Mental, and I want to kick Mental's ass, Crow Team, okay? Yeehaw! You know, that's what Sam Stone always says, and it's just totally a great game. I think you guys would totally enjoy the game. The other thing I want to talk about is Unreal Tournament 2007. You know, I'm very pumped about this game. I'm very excited to play this game, but here's the thing, y'all. I am starting to worry about that maybe it's just going to be a graphic overhaul, and that's going to be it. And I know it sounds pretty crazy for me to say that right now, but, you know, they're starting to, like, the maps, some of the maps from the old past, probably like Curse or something like that, they're going to be, or Deck 17 and stuff like that, they're going to be modified over, you know, with the new engine and stuff. I'm kind of worried about that, because why do that? Let's go with something fresh and new. But maybe it's like the old gamer's past, you know, you like to see something redone, you know. So I don't know. What's your gamer's opinion on that? Death of you, how about you? What do you think? Do you want to see it again or what?
Well, I think the main reason for that is when you first get the game and you put it in your machine, you're playing a familiar map with other people, so you know where the stuff is, so you have the fun. And then they'll probably add other maps that you haven't played that you know, that'll be where you'll start doing all your searching and stuff and everything, and that'll be exciting too. But I think that's why they do it.
Okay. The other thing too about Unreal Tournament 2007, I just think, you know, I really got high hopes for it. I hope they really enhance the Instagib on it. I think that would be totally awesome. You know, right now we're going to kind of stay on the multiplayer stuff right now. The other thing I want to say is thank you, Raven, for fixing Quake 4. Now, there's a new patch out right now. It's 1.1. Do not download it right now if you are running an LCD monitor, like widescreen or whatever. Hold off, because they recalled the patch because it can actually damage your LCD monitor right now. So, but for CRT guys like myself, it's running great. The servers are up. It's running totally awesome. I love the bright skins that they put on it. Now it also has microphone ability, so it's kind of like Unreal Tournament 2004, where you can actually talk right onto the game. I played with a couple of guys, and it's a blast. It's nice to see it coming full circle. Tim Willits from id Software is basically saying there's going to be another patch, but it's basically going to be giving us more content. The other thing, I like to see Kane come back with an expansion. I hope that maybe Nerve Software, who did Resurrection of Evil for Doom 3, I hope that they are working on something, because obviously Raven right now is working on Wolfenstein. But I would totally love to have an expansion of Quake 4 with a lot more maps, and, you know, I just think it'd be totally awesome. The last thing that I like to talk about right now is a game called Prey. This is the game, to be totally honest with you, is the thing that I am the most excited about playing. Especially, you know, the single player I feel is going to be totally awesome, but the multiplayer. In this case, they call it multiplayer. Now, for people who are not extremely familiar with first-person shooters, first-person shooter is basically you're running around corridors, or maybe you're outside, and basically you might have to worry about somebody who's quad jumping on you, or bouncing off a wall a little bit. But with Prey, you have to worry about up above you, because there is something what we call a wall walk, and instead of shooting a person that's, you know, like upright just like yourself, you have to worry about them being sideways with you. So now the angles of the shots are going to be different. You're not going to have the full body to hit. You're going to have it going, you know, like in a different position, where you're going to have to be extremely accurate on your shots. Plus, I totally feel that the Twitch fraggers are going to have the absolute advantage on this game. Because, a perfect example, Azrael once again said, you know, it's tough enough beating you, Lord Natus, dealing you just one-on-one normal death matching, but to now have to worry about you on multiple angles is another level. And I'm looking forward to that, because it's gonna actually really, really, really test my skills as well. Because I guess everybody who's played this, you know, it could give you motion sickness. I mean, there's people who have said that. But they've also said, you know, thank you, Human Head, for giving us something totally different that's out there right now. And I really hope they bring out just a little demo of it so we can get our feet wet and see how it really is. And, you know, it actually help us on a single-player game as well. But Multi-Prey, in my opinion, is the start of a new genre. It's, you know, you got to do multiple things. You're going to have to be able to, you know, there's also teleports in there. So basically you can shoot through a teleport and you basically hit a person on the other side of it. You're going to have your reflexes up to unreal levels. What do you think about that, Death of You?
Well, we had discussed this before. I feel that your average so-so first-person shooter is I hope they have like where they sort it by your talent, because it's really gonna make it where it's gonna shine the best players on first person shooters. Because think about it, trying to do a leap and you got a player at 30 degrees, 40 degrees, 60 degrees at either in front of you, behind you, side to side of you. I mean, it's just a whole nother level. I was thinking about that and I had talked to you about it. It's just going to be a whole new level. You know, even if I'm not great at it, I'm just kind of excited to see how the game moves. And I think I'll be impressed on watching, actually being sometimes just watching players play and see some of the moves they do.
Yeah, I think that Prey is doing something that has never been done before. And I also like to just talk a little bit about the history of Prey. This game has been in development for roughly 10 years. They announced it a long time ago, and I like the story of it, you know. But basically, 10 years ago, it was started around, and Human Head was pretty busy in a couple of other games, and they basically just canceled it, and then they brought it from the past. And I really love what Human Head is doing. They're showing the game. They are letting people play the game, and then what's really cool is they have a weekly update of what's going on, if they're doing voiceovers, what they're fixing on the game. I really like that kind of stuff, and, you know, I really wish that, you know, Death of You and I could run up to Wisconsin and just talk to, you know, Scott and stuff like that and say, hey, you know, let us check it out, you know, but, you know, I know they're doing crunch time, so... I just think that it's another great level. It's going to be something refreshing for me to play. I'm looking forward to playing it, and hopefully my abilities can more than likely keep me as a winner sometimes. The other thing I want to bring up real quick is, you know, I think it's time that us PC gamers get what, like, the console guys have. The one advantage that the console guys have is that you can match people by your ability. And what's happening that I noticed, like in Quake 4 and Unreal Tournament stuff, there's always like a couple of people who really dominate the maps. And, you know, it's basically, it's either they're in first place, second place, or third place. And, you know, I guess I'm basically, I would like to see more of a stats thing for us to make the levels a better thing. Like, for example, Death of You and I, we really play a lot of Quake 3 because there's a handicap thing that I can put on myself. And what it does is it makes the game harder for me, but it gives Death of You more of a chance to play, you know, to have more of a competition against me. And I'm not, you know, putting Death of You down or anything, because he's a damn good player in his own right. But it's like, I'm a loser, and that's all I do is I play games. But, you know, it'd be nice that you can balance that out a lot better. There's a couple of people, you know, I just think it would be a better advantage for players of all types who can get together in a game, and even if you're a noob, you can still have a great time. What do you think about that, Death of You?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. It would be nice if they came up with a system. It's always nice that you can play people that are at your level. And it'd be nice, too, if it had almost like, a handicap, like you said, where it almost did, like, if you wanted to. And maybe in the future this will happen, but, like, can you imagine Prey, and it looks at the last 25 games and kind of figures out how good you are, and then you have this option of auto-balance where you're all going at about an even level. Wouldn't that be pretty interesting? I think it would make it more exciting.
Yeah, I think that, you know, real quick, and then we'll go ahead and just close this podcast up, but basically it's really interesting to hear from Epic Games, who basically did a poll on Unreal Tournament 2004 to state that there's only very few a percentage that actually plays that game online. So what they're doing is they're working on their artificial intelligence on the game, because most people, whether they're intimidated to play, because I know that if I was a noob and I get my ass owned to me, handed on a plate, it would discourage someone. And, you know, I think that that's what they should do. They should really start putting the ladders on, spend the extra little time, and make it so that more people can come in and enjoy the game. Death of You?
Well, another thing, too, that Unreal Tournament did do is they did come out with games like Bomber Run and also Team Deathmatch, also where you have people helping you out and you're part of a team. So if you are a little weak, usually you have a couple good players to help you out on that. So that does help that out a little. But I think, like I said, that's something that should be possible to do, where you go in a game and if you make that as a mod or a choice, whatever you want to call it, that you can make the whole thing level playing from the quality of your play on the last 25 games.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's basically what I have right now for the PC news. We apologize big time that it took us a while to get this new podcast up, but both Death of You and myself, we've been on a sick side, so we just wanted to thank all the readers and people listening.
Well, I had a question for you, Lord Nanus. I guess I wanted your opinion. With the video cards on PCs now being so expensive, and it seems like people, if you really want to stay with the latest, you're having to upgrade every 6 months. Do you think it should get to a point now where the card can have replacement components to do an upgrade at a lower cost?
Good question. I think, I think that when it comes to the graphic cards, it's just, I honestly feel that it would be really nice that if, for example, that you could actually like resell it back for a percentage, you know, like used golf clubs, you know, like with Callaway, you can trade in your old set towards a new set. That'd be really cool that if you can do that. But also, once again, if you're not a hardcore gamer, you're always more likely going to have somebody who wants to buy your old card anyway, if you have a lot of friends, you know, and with eBay and stuff like that, you know, you can make killing, but you can get rid of your cards, I feel. Actually, the prices on the GPUs, I feel, are not bad right now. I know people might say, my gosh, you know, $569 for a graphic card. But we have to remember the TI 4600, which was, five years ago? That was $400. So if you really, they're coming back down to where they should be. I think for a top-of-line graphic card, honestly, I think the $500-$600 range is not that bad, to be all honest with you. $800, $900, or even $1,000, yeah, that's ludicrous. But I don't think it's that bad. I would love to see a $400 again, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Well, if you could have sold the old card, it would be nice if you could transfer the memory or something from one card to the other.
Yeah, I just think that you would probably run into problems with that because since they're changing the memory so much, I think they're going to be they're going to DDR3 right now and stuff. So you won't want to buy a new card in and all of a sudden have a problem with it. So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, I want to thank you, Lord Natus, for your PC insight again. Did you have any last things you wanted to say?
No, I just want to say I really appreciate everybody listening, and I also appreciate people looking at our website. And, you know, without you, we'd be nothing.
Yeah, and I want to thank you, gamers, for checking our website out and listening to our podcast. I also want to mention we are on iTunes again. And our website is www.yobrogames.blogspot.com. And also want to mention that we'll probably have an extended podcast when the E3 comes out, but we'll definitely probably have one or two before that. So keep your eyes open on your iPods and everything. And thank you again, and thank you, Lord Natus.
Thank you, Death of You.